County leaders across New York are the latest to complain about the tax overhaul plan now being crafted in Congress. They predict higher taxes for many New Yorkers, declining home prices, and slowed economic growth. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Albany County Executive Dan McCoy says the federal tax bill will lead to many middle and upper class New Yorkers paying higher taxes because of the proposed end to state and local tax deductions. And he says New York's over $4 billion projected deficit and potential funding cuts isn't helping either.
And I want to tell people that you better brace yourself between what's going on in the federal side and the state side of the house.
And McCoy predicts housing prices will plummet all over the state if the deduction for mortgage interest is capped at houses worth less than $500,000.
I was talking to some real estate agencies the last couple days, and they're like, they're recommending sell your house now because next year, who knows what the value of that property is going to be.
In upstate areas, average homes seldom cost more than $500,000. But in New York City and its suburbs, it's not uncommon for middle-class homes to be valued in that range. Suffolk County Executive Steve Ballone says home prices in his county could decline by as much as 20%, and he says that could have a ripple effect on housing values throughout the state. He says the effects of the tax changes are deep and far-reaching.
More people may be thinking about relocating. More people are going to be thinking about squirreling away money and not spending. You know, that's going to have an impact on small businesses.
McCoy and Ballone are Democrats. They were joined at the press conference by Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, who is a Republican. Molinaro agrees that the federal tax overhaul will punish New York taxpayers. But Molinaro, who's considering running for governor next year, says state leaders like Governor Andrew Cuomo bear some of the responsibility for New York's high state and local taxes. He says the governor and legislature pass on many costly responsibilities to counties, like paying for part of Medicaid. They then leave it to the local governments to levy property taxes to pay for the programs.
We live in a state that forces more of its state spending down onto local property taxpayers than most states in America.
Molinaro also takes issue with some of Governor Cuomo's strong language against the tax overhaul measure. Cuomo recently told newspaper editorial boards that the measure would rape and pillage the state. And he's repeatedly called GOP House members in New York who voted for the tax plan traitors.
I think it's modern-day treason against the state. I think they are the Benedict Arnolds of today because they voted against the interest of the people in their district.
Molinaro says that language goes too far.
It's not becoming from a president or from a governor to say to people that your particular political position is akin to treason if, in fact, you hope to have those people work to provide real leadership to resolve a problem.
Suffolk County Executive Ballone says he thinks it's important that the governor speak passionately and directly about the issue. Albany County Executive McCoy says he is also okay with the governor's rhetoric and that he and Molinaro will just have to agree to disagree. Cuomo spokesman Rich Azzopardi, in a statement, defended the governor's remarks.
We make no apologies for fighting like hell to stop a tax plan that will devastate the people of New York. If he isn't outraged by the way his fellow Republicans have sold out their own constituents and raised their taxes, then that tells you everything you need to know.
The county executives were at the Capitol for their annual board meeting. During it, they passed a resolution appealing to President Trump and the New York congressional delegation for changes to the tax bill. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.